As Jesus was leaving the temple, one of his disciples said, "Look, teacher, what wonderful stones and buildings." Jesus answered, "You see these great buildings? Not a single stone here will be left in its place. Every one of them will be thrown down." Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives across from the temple when Peter, James, John, and Andrew came to him in private. "Tell us when this will be," they said, "and tell us what will happen to show that the time has come for all these things to take place." Jesus said to them, "Watch out and don't let anyone fool you. Many men claiming to speak for me will come and say, 'I am he,' and they will fool many people. And don't be troubled when you hear the noise of battles close by and news of battles far away. Such things must happen, but they do not mean that the end has come. Countries will fight each other. Kingdoms will attack one another. There will be earthquakes everywhere, and there will be famines. These things are like the first pains of childbirth. You yourselves must watch out. You will be arrested and taken to court. You will be beaten in the synagogues. You will stand before rulers and kings for my sake to tell them the good news. But before the end comes, the gospel must be preached to all peoples. And when you are arrested and taken to court, do not worry ahead of time about what you are going to say. When the time comes, say whatever is then given to you. For the words you speak will not be yours. They will come from the Holy Spirit. Men will hand over their own brothers to be put to death. And fathers will do the same to their children. Children will turn against their parents and have them put to death. Everyone will hate you because of me. But whoever holds out to the end will be saved. You will see the awful horror standing in place where he should not be. Then those who are in Judea must run away to the hills. Someone who is on the roof of a house must not lose time by going down into the house to get anything to take along. Someone who is in the field must not go back to the house for a cloak. How terrible it will be in those days for women who are pregnant and for mothers with little babies. Pray to God that these things will not happen in the winter. For the trouble of those days will be far worse than any the world has ever known from the very beginning when God created the world until the present time. Nor will there be anything like it again.